News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, members of the Burke family were ejected from the Ireland Fund Gala dinner in Washington, D.C. last night. You probably heard it in the news with Tara. Our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, was at the event and he captured the moment.
The Ireland Fund's dinner is an annual part of the St. Patrick's Day celebrations in Washington, D.C. Tickets start at $1,000 a plate, with this year's event raising more than $1 million while they party and celebrate the links between Ireland and America. Outside, as guests were arriving earlier, four members of Enoch Burke's family were holding banners about their son's incarceration and had some choice comments for the Irish media as we entered.
Shame on you here in America. Shame upon you. You lie about everything, and you suppress the truth, and you know all about it.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin was the guest of honour, and not long after a main course of beef tenderloin, the coach of the Washington Commanders football team, Dan Quinn, was giving a speech. It was then that Gardaí began to frantically signal to venue security and local police that intruders were on the premises. Martina, Amy and Isaac Burke made a break for the tables to interrupt proceedings.
The luck of the Irish is truly with me because of those family connections that were first planted.
Members of the police ended up sprawled on the ground alongside Isaac and Martina Burke. The three family members were dragged kicking and screaming off the premises, where they made their views of Micheál Martin known to all.
The Taoiseach of Ireland has imprisoned my son for 500 plus days for not approving transgender ideology.
And now he's stripping
a teacher, an upright, sincere, well, intelligent, educated young man, mid-30s, imprisoned under the watch of Micheál Martin and his government.
Having refused to speak to the Irish media multiple times this week, they continue to criticise members of the press pack.
We're not interested in speaking with you. You work with the government and you've no right to be here. You're wasting people's time.
What was your goal this evening?
Wasting people. We're not interested in speaking to you.
What did you want to do this evening? What was your hope this evening from entering the event?
My hope primarily would be to have nothing to do with you or the likes of you.
They then suggested the journalists present take a career change.
You do get a job somewhere, stacking shelves.
Have you got plans anywhere after Washington?
What's wrong with people stacking shelves?
Having had Martina's coat retrieved by the police, Amy Burke had her shoes returned. One came from a police officer, the other from an Irish photographer.
Just move over to the side. You're not on that side.
You guys too, please. Thank you so much.
Go get your shoe.
Thank you. Just don't block the doorway.
And having realised their audience was now entirely made up of Irish journalists, they left the area. Inside the building, Commanders coach Dan Quinn didn't miss a beat of his speech.
With branches that crossed the Atlantic, to each home team. That's awesome. It's like being at an Eagles game.
Sean Defoe at the Ireland Fund's dinner in Washington, D.C.
I'm right at home here, bro. Bring it.
Sean Defoe reporting there. Probably worth making the point, regardless of what your view is on the Enoch Burke story, but just by way of fact check, Enoch Burke, of course, was sent to prison for his refusal to comply with a court order.
It's contempt of court. Yeah. He's not been jailed for a specific thing other than contempt of court. The court decided he was in contempt of an order. That contempt has not been purged, and as a result, he's in prison. I'm going to say undignified, because we knew they were going to try something, Shane. And I suppose that we can talk about lapses of security and so on. But when you think about it, it's like, what was the point of all that?
Yeah. Let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 106.
Staying with
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.